Good afternoon and welcome to the celebration of the International Day of Peace. Okay. In the world.
For KZYX News, I'm Forrest Glyer. The call for peace and embracing diversity echoed across the world Friday during the International Day of Peace, and communities in Mendocino County joined the global commitment. The Day of Peace was officially established in 1981 by a United Nations resolution, with the General Assembly declaring the day devoted to commemorating and strengthening the ideals of peace both within and among all nations and peoples. Willits celebrated their second annual International Day of Peace gathering at Recreation Grove this year. The event featured song and dance from a variety of ethnic traditions, including Nuestra Alianza's Baile Folklorico, presenting traditional dances of Mexico, performed by local children. There were also many speakers who urged those in the audience to act for peace.
These are the ideas that can sustain us. These are the ideas that every authoritarian-minded government wants to lock up in a box and set the box on fire, because this is the future. This is the things we go for and strive for and give us hope.
That was Louis Rolichek talking about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, one of the worldwide themes of the International Day of Peace this year, which marked the 70th anniversary of the Declaration. The Emmendal Chorale and Willits High School Choir performed, taking part in the One Day, One Choir project, an initiative started in London in 2014, where hundreds of thousands of people from over 70 countries joined together on International Peace Day each year to sing in the spirit of peace and unity.
Your joy is my joy for sure. Your joy is my joy. My joy is your joy. Your joy is my joy for sure.
Longtime Emmendal Choir director Don Willits, one of the event's lead organizers, said it was a wonderful feeling to know that so many around the world were striving together for the same goal.
It's a great feeling, and it just makes you feel like you're not alone. And as challenged as we are with in peace in the world, even in our country, you know, we can do it. We can do it, and it feels good to be connected to other people who are doing the same activity in the same way. It feels really, really good.
The event began with a ceremonial blessing and song from Wallace Clark, elder of the Konkau Band of Maidu, who were involuntarily relocated to Willits from the Butte County area about 150 years ago.
Okay. Please, something important's going to happen today. So throw away everything that clouds your mind and clouds your heart. Oh.
Following the traditional song was a proclamation read by Willits Mayor Madge Strong, declaring Willits a peace city, an action taken in solidarity with thousands of towns all around the world. The proclamation was declared an official stance of the city of Willits at an August 22nd city council meeting.
Whereas we desire to live in peace with our brothers and sisters locally and internationally, and to work toward equality and justice for all. Whereas we unite in our desire to end violence, hatred, oppression, hunger, and poverty in our community and in the world. Therefore, we, the City of Willits, do hereby proclaim our town a peace city, in league with thousands of cities and towns across the globe, and we proclaim International Day of Peace, this day, September 21st, our local celebration of peace building along with peace-loving people all around the world. Thank you very much.
Also among those who spoke were members of the Interfaith Council, a group of Willits area residents from different faiths who have been getting together for several years. One of their members, Sam Sinertia, who practices Soto Zen Buddhism, told me that the group strives to create understanding and dialogue amongst themselves and those in the community with different faiths and backgrounds. Here's Sam speaking at the event.
Let us appreciate this precious life, right now and at all times, We are supported by the 10,000 hands of compassion. There is no way out of the truth that our own life is made possible by the death and suffering of countless other beings. Wake up. Don't waste time. Even when we have difficulty, lose patience, and grow angry, let us appreciate each other as Buddhas, expressing our true nature within the limits of this very human existence.
Willis, who has been leading the Emmendal Choir for 25 years now, said he plans on continuing to make the Wilts Peace Day celebration an annual event, and continuing to make it inclusive for all ethnicities, cultures, and faiths.
So this is really a place where we have come together. And it's that in itself is creating peace in our community. That's what it feels like. Everyone needs to be heard. Everyone's voice needs to be heard.
In one of the final performances of the day, Willis and Richard Jeske play songs of peace and urge the crowd to sing along. Forrest Glyer, KZYX News.
We look high and low, there ain't nowhere else to go. We all need more kindness in this world. Yeah, we need some kindness.